Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 4 March 2024. Don't know what it's like where y'all are today, but today was beautiful here in the mountains, 74, 75 degrees, and just a beautiful day. Now, I know winter's not over, but it felt good today. Go outside and hear the birds singing and watching daffodils blooming in the bush is trying to get a little green. So I like springtime. I truly do. And I really mean that. Before I get anything else, I'll make a few announcements here very quickly, if you don't mind. Keep Carl's son, Eric, in your prayers. I won't get into details, but Carl's son is named Eric, and he's got some serious problems. So keep Carl's son, Eric, in your prayers tonight. Our God knows what it is. Please take his name before the throne, if you don't mind. Please do that. Now, I started a lesson last week in our Bible study, and if you got to watch it, good for you. If not, please go online and watch it. It's entitled The USA in Bible Prophecy. Now, let me just say this. I got to get to our guest. You'll never understand prophecy until you understand what nations are mentioned in the Bible, how they interact in the end times, and what the outcome is going to be. And I started that lesson. I put the first hour in this past Saturday. It'll take at least another hour, maybe 2 hours to wrap it up. The United States of America in Bible prophecy. And I use an outline of a very good article written by a gentleman named Stephen Collins, entitled, in the same title, USA in Bible Prophecy. You can find that online. If you have a computer, go just type in the USA in Bible Prophecy by Stephen Collins. If you don't, let me know and send a copy to you. You got to have this to follow along with the lesson. I think it's like 15, I'm guessing, let the 12, 15 pages long. And if you send a donation to pay postage, let's say $6-$7 to pay that and all the time, I want you to have it. It's really something. Folks, I cannot tell you how important this lesson is. If I were a Christian in Iran or a Christian in Russia or a Christian anywhere else, and I found my nation mentioned in the Bible, and the future of it, I'd want to know it. America's all through the Bible, and I'm proving it step by step. And if you want to copy of the teachings when they're done, it'll be at least 3 hours long. You can send a donation, say $15, whatever, to cover the cost of making the DVDs or CDs. We'll send it to you. But folks, this is a very, very important teaching. If you're confused about all the so-called prophecies being taught all over the place, dispensationalism, pre-trib, post-trib, all that in between, this teaching will clarify a lot there for you. So let us know if you want a copy of the lesson when it's finished. Get a copy of the outline I use right now. And the book I'm offering right now for $10, New Jerusalem is Not the Old Jerusalem. Now, I'm offering this so you can learn. If you don't want that, so understand. There's no problem. But I'm offering it so that you can learn the truth about prophecy for our country and for the world. And tomorrow night's guest, probably before I forget it, is going to be Michael Letts. Michael's going to be on, I think, week before last, he was sick and couldn't do it. We have some very, very important updates on the border and what's happening in the border. Arizona legislation is about ready to put a law before the governor, which he'll probably veto. But this law going before the governor will let people shoot any trespassers on their property, not just in their house, but on their properties. That's where we're headed on the border, folks. It's called civil war. It's not going to be pretty. So these are the things that I'm offering and trying my best to get out to you as best I can. The news, what's going on in the world, around the country. I think you're going to know the prophecy for America. And I'm teaching it step by step, piece by piece. I've done the first hour this past Saturday, all right? Now, our guest tonight is no stranger to you folks, unless you're a brand new listener. Her name is Summer Dre. She runs a little company called Superior Mountain Herbs. She worked with a very dear friend for many years, Dr. Ron Green. I guess you could say that he was her predecessor, and she picked up where he left off and added even more to his lineup on natural supplements that we all need. And I really honor her for doing that. I do miss Dr. Ron. I really do. I miss talking to him. Such a gentle, kind man. But nonetheless, our guest tonight is Summer Dre. Summer, are you there?
I'm here. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. How you doing?
I'm okay. It's been a beautiful day today in Montana. The sky is, majority of it's blue. It's such a big sky. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And we had quite a bit of kind of flurries of snow the past few days. So it's nice to have a little bit of a reprieve from all that. And just
are you getting
really
any
nice
of that storms coming
sunshine.
through California and going into Colorado? Are you getting any of that at all?
Well, we had some stuff the other day, some torrential downpours, you know, gale force winds. And then this morning woke up, there were some quick little flurries of snow, and now it's gorgeous. So Montana is sort of one of those states that's notorious for almost being like schizophrenic, where, you know, one minute it's 80 degrees, the next minute it's 32 and snowing, you know, I mean, literally.
In the Sierra Nevadas and through there, they had winds. Today, as that reported, up to 190 miles an hour today.
Oh my word! That's astronomical.
Is unheard of. I mean, you were talking about almost 200 miles an hour. They showed pictures of it. The snow. People opened the front door, and the snow covered the front door entrance.
Oh yeah. Oh no. That's just crazy style. No, we're flirting with spring here. We've got some people getting out into their yards and not getting the mowers out yet, but just doing that kind of stuff. So it's we're on the way there, you know, we're on the way there to some good weather. But yeah, so I wanted to thank you for having me on tonight. You know, as you know, I try to come on every month and give people just some honest feedback about health and wellness and just some options for them, because I know a lot of people, especially, I just saw this and I thought this was really cool. I just saw something the other day that said that that it was in Iowa, and Iowa, I can't remember what city it's in, but the vaccination rate has gone down something like 20. Oh, no, not the vaccination rate. The rate of turning in religious vouchers for vaccines for children to the school system has gone up 28%.
Praise
so people
God.
Are becoming much more, yeah, people are becoming much more savvy, much more enlightened. And you know, and maybe that's all from the COVID, you know, breakout,
sure,
so to speak. And so people are becoming much more aware of not only that not everything that we're told is accurate, whether it's from the CDC, the government. I mean, we're all seeing this, whether it's, you know, it's in medicine and health, or whether it's in politics. I mean, it's all blended the same together nonetheless. But we're just starting to see a lot of that. So for me, that's a really big blessing, because it makes me excited to see people taking better control of their lives and their health. And recognizing that doctors are doctors of medicine, not necessarily doctors of health and wellness. And so I've always said this, and you've heard me say this a million times, I am definitely I'm not opposed to doctors. I believe that there's definitely a spot for emergency medicine. I believe that some medications are life-saving. But I also believe that a lot of medications are used to treat symptoms and not the root cause. And then we're constantly taking medication after medication to treat the symptom. And ultimately, I mean, perfect example, my mother was here from Costa Rica the past week and visiting. And, you know, she was lethargic and tired and sleeping a lot. And she says, I think I'm just getting older and I don't know what's going on. And I said, Mom, I have never seen you like this. I mean, it's only been a year since, not even that, 8 months since I've seen you. This is a dramatic difference. I mean, she slept 8-9 hours during the day and wow. slept 10 hours at night. And I kept thinking, this just isn't right. But, you know, she was in good spirits and happy. And I just thought, something's wrong. And of course, I said, what medications are you taking? Sure enough, she's taking a medication. I can't even remember the name of it. That is for high blood pressure and cholesterol, but causes extreme lethargy, dizziness, you know, tiredness, irritability, all these things that I was kind of seeing, except the irritability. And so she said, you're right. It started when I started taking this. And so, you know, and chasing the symptom of high blood pressure, which oftentimes can always just more than always be treated naturally. You know, treating high blood pressure with a medication. Well, then she needed another medication to treat the symptoms of the dizziness and things that the blood pressure medication gave her. You know, and now we've got a medication that's causing her to sleep. And I mean, it was just bizarre to me that not so much that the doctors are doing that, because that's very common practice is to chase symptoms. But it was bizarre to me that she conceded that she just took them without understanding. And so I certainly am not a doctor, not a medical doctor, I should say. I'm an herbalist. I practice herbal formulations. I have my master's in herbal formulation, my certification in that. And my true joy and goal in life is to help people see that there can be an alternative to taking medications, and you might be on medications currently. That's fine. If you want to wean off or wean down, you can do that with the use of herbal remedies. You know, so I love to enlighten people, give them another resource, give them other options, and more importantly, kind of educate people on what's going on with their body if I do know what's going on. And so every month, when I come on your show, I usually like to go over what I've got on sale for the month, because not because I'm necessarily trying to obviously sell something, but more importantly, every time I get to talk about a specific product and how it works in the body, it helps enlighten and educate people on what's actually going on with the liver or the blood or the kidneys or, you know, your heart or whatever it might be, whatever circulatory system issue might be going on. And so I love to talk about these products, what's in them, and how and why they work in the body. And so I try to do that each month with different products. And so March is here. And of course, you know, when we think of March, we think of spring. We think of spring cleaning. We think of flowers and things blooming and getting out the old and bringing in the new, as far as like detoxifying. And so March here at Superior Mountain Herbs is going to be all about detoxifying. Before we get started on that, there's two things I want to give to you. One is my website and the other is my phone number. I'm a very transparent, very open person that loves chatting with people when we have time here at the office. Our office hours are mountain time. So right now it's about 6:15 mountain time. Our hours are 9 to 5 mountain time. I do answer calls and texts outside of hours if I'm available. And if you're not getting a hold of me, people say, well, I thought it was during office hours. Right. But if I'm on a call with somebody, I like to give everyone the attention that they deserve. And I try not to interrupt those phone calls by breaking and taking another call. So usually I say, just leave me a message. I'll call you back. So my phone number, for those of you who are interested in either texting or calling, is 406-274-7579. And you may not be writing that number down now because you don't even know what I've got to say, but I would definitely like you to write it down. You could always cross it out later. That number again is 406-274-7579. And the next is my website. So there's going to be a lot of you who are super internet savvy, who love to get on and research things, or you want to just shop directly online after you've heard what I've said tonight. That's great. But feel free to call me, too, to get more directions or a better understanding so that we, A, make sure that what you're taking is right for what's going on with your body. Because the last thing I can't stand is when, you know, for obvious reasons, is when somebody calls and says, oh, I tried that. It didn't work. And then I ask, well, how did you take it? And they're like, well, I took it this day. And then, you know, I took a couple days a week, you know, once or twice a day, which so there's now I'm hearing that there's no consistency. And of course, something's not going to work if we're not taking it the way it's intended to be taken. So if you have questions, you can call or text my website. Very simple. It's www.superiormountainherbs.com. Superiormountainherbs with an S at the end. .com, and that's the name of my company. So this month we have only three things on sale. Usually I do somewhere between two and four things. So we've got three things on sale, and they all have to do with detoxifying the body, whether it be the lungs, whether it be the liver, the blood. We do need to detoxify our blood, not just a lot of people think, well, if we detoxify the liver, we're detoxifying the blood. Not necessarily. The blood does flow to the liver and then to the kidneys, but we want to keep that blood even clean prior to it getting to the liver. If you kind of think about it like gasoline into the car, if you put clean gas in, the car is going to run well. You start adding sand or sugar, God only knows, or diesel to a gasoline vehicle, you're creating problems. And so sometimes irreplaceable problems, or you know, irreversible problems. So with that being said, it's very similar. So we're going to talk about three things tonight that help to detoxify. I want to back up a little bit and talk about why it's important to detoxify. There's a million reasons. I mean, there's a million. I only want to touch on a couple. You know, if your body is filled with toxins, which, by the way, has been happening to each and every one of us, I don't care how clean of a living you live, whether you drank or smoke or not, whether you've eaten organic and no fatty foods your whole life or not, it doesn't matter. We've all been exposed to environmental toxins, whether it be in the air or the water. We're exposed to cleaning products, you know, we're exposed to things in other people's homes, you name it. So there's lots of things that can contribute to toxic buildup, medications we take, certain career paths that we choose, like being a nail tech or an auto body mechanic or a painter or, you know, anything like that. These toxins get into our body, but it starts way back from the time we are in our mother's belly, before then even, when the sperm meets the egg and we've got two different sets of DNA that have been toxified, et cetera, that are now getting together, creating a baby. Now your mother, who's got you in the womb, is feeding you, is taking her own medications, is exposing herself to her own environmental factors that, of course, filters into your system. And as you're born, you know, and you live life, you're being exposed to more and more toxins. It's just a fact. Again, even if you've never taken an antibiotic or medication in your life, you're still exposed to it. So if we don't sort of drain that toxic tank every once in a while, even if it's just letting a little bit of it out at a time, if not doing like a big overhaul, our bodies don't operate well. And I keep going back to the car because it really is a good metaphor. The air filter, the gasoline, all that stuff, you know, you got to have fluid in the radiator. Everything's got to be going in order for that car to run, but not just run, but run successfully and run clean. You know the difference between getting in a car that's bogging down and you wonder what the heck's going on with it. It's not running right, versus a vehicle. And you can't trust that vehicle, versus a vehicle that is running smooth, clean, can rip up and down, can halt at a dime. You can trust that vehicle to drive it across the state, you know. So it's like our bodies. We need to detoxify our bodies so that our bodies can, the organs in our body, can properly function, okay? So we're going to go over three things. One is our liver lover. It's called Superior Liver Detox. And that is an amazing liquid tincture. Again, it's called Superior Liver Detox. It's back in stock. We didn't have it in stock for quite a while. We actually changed up the recipe a little bit more, which I'm a little bit happier with. And why do we need to detoxify the liver? We'll get into that in a second. The next thing that we have on sale this month is our Superior Blood Wash extract, okay? Our blood wash extract is also on sale this month. It's amazing. And last but not least is our, and obviously that washes your blood, so we're going to get into that. But last but not least is Superior Mullein Leaf Tincture. That's on sale this month, okay? And, you know, Mullein, it's all over social media right now. We've been working, Mullein's been around for centuries, but we'll get into that as well and what they each do. So first and foremost, it's just really simple. Let's just start with the Superior Blood Wash. You know, how does it work? Typically, you just take 15 to 20 drops up to 3 times a day if you'd like. It's got the directions right on the bottle. This is a great thing to do every few months. I think a lot of people should be detoxifying. We should be taking a parasite flush, which I make that as well. We should be doing a kidney support or a kidney flush. All of these things we should be probably doing at least 3, if not 4 times a year to kind of, again, clean out the system, okay? So our Superior Blood Wash, I really love it because it's made from organic red clover blossoms, which helps cleanse the liver. It's from it's made with organic burdock root, organic buckthorn bark, organic licorice root, which you need to stay away from licorice if you have high blood pressure. But however, and this is such a micro amount of it, it's not enough to impact or raise high blood pressure. It's got organic golden still root. It's got organic sarsaparilla root, chaparral leaf, Oregon grape root, water, and, of course, organic alcohol. So we make this in-house. It's amazing. And what it's obviously supposed to do, very simple. It's in the title. It purifies and cleanses your blood. It sort of acts like a coffee filter, right? It's going to kind of retain a lot of the toxins and try to break them down. And we need to clean our blood because blood carries oxygen and nutrition, of course. You know, a lot of people think, well, it's nutrition. What do you mean? That's what I eat, and that's what goes into my gut, and that's what I go to the bathroom and get out of my body. Well, yes, but obviously we've got a ton of minerals and vitamins that are absorbed into the blood, okay? So we need to keep that blood clean and clear. It carries, you know, like I said, oxygen, nutrition to the body's cells. Your cells need the nutrition that's in the blood, and it removes waste and other pollutants. So it cleansing your blood is really a good way to naturally clear out toxins from your body and maintain a true, true optimum health. And the neat thing about a blood wash, you're not going to you're not going to notice any big changes. Your body internally, though, is going to thank you for sure. Again, just imagine driving a car without an air filter too long, or even worse, one that's really caked up with a lot of gunk. It's just not going to perform as well, okay? And when you rid your body of these kinds of toxins that are in the blood, it truly is vital to running a really smooth, smooth body. Again, not something you need to do every day, but I would do it probably a month every couple months, you know? One bottle should last each person about a month if they're taking it daily for the month, okay? So that just should give you some idea there. I do this about 4 times a year, and I used to notice a lot more in the very beginning. I would feel a lot more fresh and revived. Now, I think because my body is so well cleaned out and clear, I feel just like I should, which is very normal. I don't feel bogged down. I don't get sick, obviously. There's a lot of other great things. So the next thing that we have on sale is our Superior Liver Detox. I love this. It's $5 off the bottle this month. This liver detox, you know, you cannot survive without your liver, just like your brain or your heart. You know, you can survive without one lung, you can survive without one kidney, but your liver, your brain, your heart, these are major, major organs that you cannot live without. So when you get things like cirrhosis of the liver, whether it's hepatitis C or A, or you've got, again, alcohol-induced cirrhosis or fatty liver disease, these are all really serious conditions that should not be overlooked. I mean, these are truly deadly, deadly diseases when we've got something wrong with the liver. And we need to keep that liver filtered and clean. And it's not just about cleaning the blood, because that will already take care of in step one with the Superior Blood Wash. it's sort of like having, again, I'm full of analogies, but this is just how my brain processes. If you sort of picture your liver like a sponge, a kitchen sponge or a bathroom sponge that you clean the toilets or the shower or whatever with, or if you've ever, I have a good, better one, if you've ever used a Brillo pad on a pot that's had like cheese or something at the bottom, if you've made mac and cheese or something or soup that's really cheesy and it's been stuck there for a little while, it gets into that Brillo pad and boy, you are never getting half that cheese out of that Brillo pad. I mean, it sticks in there like glue. And so our liver is very much like this when it's gunked up with garbage, okay? When we've got fatty liver disease, when we have too many lipids in the blood that are circulating to the liver, when we're drinking too much alcohol, we've got, you know, hardening cirrhosis of the liver, when we've got disease, when we've been on medications, tons and tons of medications, especially ones like hydrocodone or Advil or things that are not good for the stomach or good for the liver. So your liver is one of the largest organs in your body. It truly is. It's huge. It's a huge liver or a huge organ. And it helps remove waste, as you know, and handles various nutrients and medicines. So it's what filters out and our body breaks that stuff down and then sends it through the blood into the liver and from the liver into the kidneys, into the urethra, and into the toilet. But most of us really should be detoxifying the liver, as I mentioned earlier, multiple times a year. It's not something you need to do every day or every week or even religiously. It's just something that should be done multiple times a year, kind of like a parasite flush. What I love about my liver detox, it not only promotes weight loss, granted, it's not going to start eating your fat away, right? But because it's detoxifying your liver and pulling these toxins out, the liver is able to process fats and other things a little bit more efficiently like it should. So it promotes weight loss and, of course, liver health, which I think is pretty clear. We need our liver, so we need to take really good care of it. You know, God gave us these bodies with these really magical and unbelievably detailed organs, but he also gave us herbs on the earth and plants to utilize to help with disease, but more importantly, to keep us from getting disease. So for me, even though I don't have any problems with my liver, I use a liver detox monthly or every few months, I should say, because it truly is important to keep that organ healthy. It not only obviously is good for the liver, you know, the detox, but it improves your blood sugar levels. Okay, it removes toxins from your body, specifically from your liver, but it also feeds and nourishes the cells and the soft tissue in the liver, which allows it to function at a more optimum level. And you're going to hear that word quite a bit from me tonight, optimum level, because truly, you know, lots of other things that we make help treat a condition, okay? All this stuff can definitely be used when you have liver disease or something like that, but to use it as preventative is really going to be key. You know, your liver is, you guys, is constantly working. It's got hundreds and hundreds of jobs, including filtering toxins from your bloodstream. It balances macro and micronutrients. It regulates hormones. I mean, it has a lot of stuff that it does. So we'll get back into the rest of the liver detox when we get back.
Hang on through the break, folks. Phone lines open. Any questions, comments, 844-769-2944. As always, a wealth of information. Don't go away. This is
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back. And a lot of you people have called Summer. I know you have, and you said hi to her. You ordered from her. If you're using her products, by the way, and have a testimony, we both would greatly appreciate you taking time to call in and share your testimony. 844-769-2944. We seriously want to hear from you. You have to understand, this is as much your program, folks, as it is ours. I'm the host, I realize that, and Summer's a guest. But you are out there, you're part of this broadcast. If you do not support us, we would not be here. So you want to share a testimony, please do so. If you have a question, feel free to call. You're not interrupting us. That's what we're here for. Go ahead, Summer.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you mentioning that, because I would love to help. And if you don't want to take up time tonight, that's okay. You can always give me a call on that phone number, 406-274-7579. You can get on the website, www.superiormountainherbs.com, and my email's on there. You can email me directly. I want to answer questions. I love answering questions. And if I don't know, I'll tell you, I don't know. But I'd love to be an advocate for you and help you and listen to you and kind of help you out. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about our Superior Liver Detox, which is an extract or like a tincture that we make, a liquid. Comes with great, really great instructions on the side of the bottle. You'll just want to follow those really carefully. Where I left off is that, you know, that one of the things that the liver does, obviously, other than filtering out toxins and detoxifying the body, is, again, only if it's working properly can it do that, and can it even do it efficiently. But it also balances macro and micronutrients. It regulates hormones. And honestly, you guys, most of the time, you don't even know your liver's working. I mean, we don't know that our liver's working. We just trust that it is. And we don't even when it stops functioning properly, you may not even notice anything out of the ordinary. You may not notice yourself getting sick, especially if you're not really in tune to your body or you're used to living in illness or sickness or discomfort. You may not even know that, that you might be having liver disease, liver failure. As a matter of fact, most people, when it comes to kidneys and liver, when you have symptoms, for example, of kidneys, if your back starts aching or you're getting swelling in the legs, right? Or, you know, for your liver, for example, if you're getting pain and tenderness in that right side underneath the rib cage and it's really not going away, or maybe it's intermittent, but it's still sitting there. These are all symptoms and signs of an enlarged kidney or liver. Obviously, there's some other symptoms as well that you can look up online, but I'm not going to say that's when it's too late, because it's not too late in my opinion. I've got a lot of great resources, but that's not a good thing. We don't want to wait till we are sick, you guys. We don't want to wait till our liver is in disease to take care of it and to detoxify. Remember, we should be detoxifying at least 3 times a year, if not 4. You know, liver conditions that go unnoticed can progress to liver failure, which is truly a life-threatening condition. What I like about our liver detox is it's got four basic herbs. Actually, they're not so basic for a lot of people who don't know much about them, but there's ginger root extract, we've got burdock root extract, fennel seed extract, and barberry extract. So we make all of those herbs, we tincture them, and then we blend them all in a proprietary blend to create our liver detox. So it's a very much a labor of love, and it takes a couple months to make. But what I love about these herbs, and I just want to go over these really quickly, because a lot of people say, like, that's great, I know what ginger is, but, and I eat it in my salads, or I eat it at sushi or something, and that's fine. Certainly not going to be near enough of a value for you that you need, rather than taking it every day. But ginger, I'll just go over this really quickly. It's got ginger sols and shogols in there. That's just a natural, you know, chemical compound that's in ginger. And it inhibits inflammation, and it actually protects against cellular damage. And that, in turn, helps support liver function. It also protects the liver against toxins like alcohol and other things. And ginger is really a natural detox. There's actually been a lot of studies that show ginger causes a significant reduction in fat in the liver. So if you have fatty liver disease, not only should you be taking the liver detox, but we also make ginger root extract that we sell for $20 a drop or bottle that you could use on a daily basis. I actually put it in my Mountain Morning Mushroom Blend every morning. It's like a coffee replacement, filled with 5 different mushrooms. I make that as well. Again, it's called Mountain Morning Mushroom Blend. And I actually put ginger root extract in there every morning just to help with my liver function. But more importantly, sometimes I get a little nauseous in the morning, and I'm not, you know, if I don't eat. And so this really helps, because I like to fast in the morning. The other root that's in there is burdock root. And so what in the heck is burdock root? It's just a root. But it's really high in antioxidants, and they help protect the liver from poisonous substances. There's actually bitters in there, so when you taste burdock, you taste it's very bitter, and that also helps stimulate bile production, and that is helping the liver flush out toxins more easily, more quickly. So that's really important. Burdock is a great blood cleanser as well. There is some burdock in our blood wash as well. The other thing that we have in there is fennel seed. And so fennel is something that, you know, a lot of people season foods with and things like this. This is actually just the seed, and we extract from the seed. And fennel protects the liver. It protects the liver and lowers the levels of enzymes that are associated with liver damage. So we're talking about supporting the liver, detoxifying the liver. Fennel is phenomenal, okay? It also helps flush out excess fluids, which, again, sometimes when you have liver failure, or you're not, you know, your blood's not able to process well, you're retaining a lot more water and things like that. So this will help to remove excess fluids. And even more toxins. It helps remove more toxins out of the liver. So again, really, as you can see, lots of detoxifying factors. The fourth and last herb that we've got in that liver detox extract that's on sale this month is barberry. And barberry is really interesting. It actually reduces and controls lipids. And lipids are just fats in the blood, fats in the liver. And it also reduces and controls liver enzymes. It's an anti-inflammatory. Trying to think of what else. It influences the secretion of thyroid hormones. Barberry does. It improves bile secretion, which again helps improve the health of the liver and moves toxins out. Helps with lower bad cholesterol levels, which are LDLs, referred to as like lousy cholesterol. And it helps secrete more bile into the body. And bile is really important because it's what helps your body digest fatty foods, okay? That's why a lot of people, when they have their gallbladder taken out or whatnot, they just don't process fatty foods as well anymore. Anyways, I love our liver detox. That's also on sale this month. The last thing that we have on sale this month, you guys, and then I'd love to take any questions or if you have testimonials, and it doesn't have to be about these three products. Could be about our American Indian tea. Maybe you've overcome cancer because of our Indian tea, or you've used our superior booster capsules and your prostate is now shrunk down to a really nice safe level, or maybe you've used our ginger root extract for nausea, or you've used it for breast cancer or prostate cancer. Also, you know, I'd love to hear from you. I've got a lot of people who always say I'd love to talk to some of your clients and get some of their testimonies, but of course I don't give out people's phone numbers. So I really appreciate these times when you guys can call in. The last thing is something that it's called mullein leaf tincture. It's our superior mullein leaf tincture. It's on sale for $15. It's also $5 off this month. It's usually $20. It's a 2-ounce dropper bottle. Mullein specifically targets the lungs and a lot of the congestion that's in the lungs. And I want you to understand something. So, and I kind of talked about this, I think, last month a little bit, but not about the product, but about the lungs. When you are coughing and hacking and getting a lot of mucus up or a little mucus, what that is your body's way. It produces mucus, excessive mucus, so that you can get up the toxin or the irritant or the particle, whatever it is, you can get it up and out of your lungs. You shouldn't be swallowing that phlegm back down, by the way. If you think about it, if it is filled with bacteria, if it is filled with, you know, infection or particles, when you swallow that loogie or that snot ball, basically, it's gross as it is, it actually gets into the digestive tract, and that's where your immune system starts. So we don't want to keep contaminating that immune system. We want to get it up and out of there. So the mullein leaf tincture, it is a detox for other organs of the body, but specifically, I really like it because it's more of a respiratory tonic. It helps open the lungs. It eases spasms. So if you're having coughing fits, if you're having tightness in the chest from asthma, coughing too much, whatever it might be, it soothes irritation and dryness. Like if you've got that, you know, kind of hoarse, dry, raspy, you know, not voice, but, you know, from being sick or whatnot. And it has been used traditionally as a remedy for the respiratory tract, including bronchitis, because it works as an expectorant, meaning it's going to help expel or bring up mucus. It'll thin that mucus first, so it's not so thick and chunky in there. But again, all that mucus is now attached to bacteria, infection, particles, particulates that are in the air, you know, whether it be dust, mold, et cetera. We want the mucus to trap that, but we don't want it to stay there. We need to get up and out of there. Whether or not you are a smoker, whether or not you've been exposed to environmental toxins, fumes, et cetera, from work, it's really important to be doing mullein. And again, you don't have to have had any of those things going wrong with you. I do this a few times a year, if not a couple days out of the week, for sure. Because as I mentioned, it's an expectorant, right? And expectorant herbs help loosen bronchial secretion and make elimination of that mucus a lot more efficient and less painful. Because, you know, coughing so much is not fun for anyone. And it brings up, you know, a lot of those particles and toxins that have been taking up residence in the lung tissue. That's not good. That's where we get a lot of the long-term either COVID effects, like the coughing. Right now, there's this thing going around called the 30-day cough. They're nicknaming it. We don't have to be having these things. We can get this stuff up and out of there, okay? We don't want damage to the lungs to turn into lung cancer lung damage, but more importantly, lung cancer. Because if you kind of have ever heard any of my talks on this show before, you know a couple things. You know that cancers are spurred on from a weakened immune system, okay, meaning your immune system is not functioning the way it should to suppress cancer and keep it suppressed, because we all have cancer cells in our body. The other reason is if there's chronic inflammation in the body somewhere, okay? Doesn't have to be the knees from having a knee surgery or your old hips. It just means anything internal that's chronically inflamed. So if you do have respiratory problems and you've had them for a long time and there is chronic inflammation, we need to get that inflammation down. And the mullein leaf tincture works really great for that. CBD oil is another good thing. It reduces inflammation systemically throughout the body. We sell that as well. We make that organically here. This truly, the mullein leaf tincture, you guys, it's only $15 this month. This is a must-have for those who've smoked, as I mentioned. If you've been around secondhand smoke, so if you're a product, you're a Gen Xer, Gen Y, any of these who've been around secondhand smoke, maybe you didn't smoke, but your parents, your grandparents did. Anybody who's worked in a toxic industry, like I said before, a nail salon, military locations like Camp Lejeune, you know, mechanic shops, you name it, and you kind of get the idea there. Plant compounds that are in mullein are actually known to have antitussive, which is cough-reducing, and expectorant, which means mucus thinning, two different things. One kind of reduces cough, the other kind of thins the mucus and helps get it up more efficiently. Mullein's got these properties that's in it, and it also contains ursolic acid. And ursolic acid is a substance that some researchers, they actually believe it could be used to prevent and treat COVID-19 infection. I'm not making that claim. That's just a claim that a lot of researchers, very well-educated scientists and naturalists who have been doing a lot of research on mullein, definitely think it could be used to treat COVID, because it's going to loosen that mucus. It's going to also get that stuff up and out before it could take residence in the lung. But, of course, we want to be drinking our American Indian tea also to keep that immune system exponentially high to make sure we don't get COVID. Speaking from experience, when I was off the tea for about, 4 to 6 months, somewhere in there, I just got lazy, to be quite honest with you. I was talking to a pastor on the phone, you know, when we were at break, and I said, yeah, I got COVID 2 years ago because I got complacent and I didn't drink my tea for a long time, which was really unusual for me. But, you know, when everything's going good, you kind of forget about your health. You know, it's only when you're feeling bad. It's sort of like the people who don't pray unless they've got something wrong with them, you know, then they wonder why they don't have much of a connection with the Lord. You know, we wonder why we get sick. We've got to take something that keeps our immune system strong. As we age, our immune system wants to break down on us. It wants to, as harsh as the sound, it's part of our dying process. So I got COVID. I ended up drinking 16 ounces a day of our American Indian tea twice a day. I took mullein leaf tincture. I took some CBD and ginger. And within 48 hours, not only did I have no symptoms, but I tested negative. So it actually does work, and it works very, very well. So what else did I want to talk about when it came to mullein? Oh, so some of the other little bullet points on mullein leaf, which I think is pretty neat. Mullein's, by the way, been used, you guys, for centuries by the Chinese, by the Native Americans. They used to smoke it, believe it or not, for lung problems. And that seems so counterproductive, but it does work. The tincture is obviously much more effective when we're talking about internally and systemically in the body. But, yeah, they used to smoke it, which I think is wildly amazing, because you would think alone smoke would not be that good for lungs or asthma or bronchitis or anything like that. But this is such a powerful herb that it gets into that mucus in there and starts breaking it up really, really well. It also helps to calm inflammation in the lungs, which is really important, as we talked about, especially for not harboring more bacteria. The more inflamed it is, we talk about lung cancer kind of wanting to take root and all sorts of other problems. And it's an expectorant, as I mentioned, which helps to kind of get that mucus up and out of there. And it's a great to use if you were a smoker, truly. I mean, I can't kind of keep saying that enough. I've got a lot of people who actually, when they start taking the mullein leaf tincture, they'll taste old smoke coming out in their mucus. As gross as that is, it just shows how much stuff can literally sit in those cells, and this will draw that out of there. It's wonderful for people with COPD, people who've got fluid buildup in the lungs, in the heart. It's great for that. Great if you've got a cold to prevent pneumonia, cough, asthma, bronchitis. Gosh, and what else? I'm just trying to think of if I've missed anything. You know, it's so great for all of these bronchial issues because it's a lung tonic. And a tonic, when we refer to tonics in the world of herbs, just so you know, what we mean is it supports that organ or all organs, but in this case, it specifically supports the lungs. So if you do have lung cancer, this would be wildly beneficial. It's not going to necessarily kill your cancer cells, but it is going to help promote healthy tissue in the lungs. It's going to help get the garbage. A lot of times with lung cancer, one of the biggest symptoms that people actually find out they've got lung cancer, like my neighbor Dawn, is they all of a sudden develop a really bad cough, right? We're in flu and cold season. You start off thinking maybe it's just this cough you've got from an illness or something, and then you realize that it's not going away. Everyone else is getting better, and you're not. Your cough is actually getting worse. That's usually because when we've got a cancer mass in there, regardless of the size, the body's trying to protect yourself from the cancer, and it creates a lot of mucus around there to protect the cells, okay? But obviously, our mucus is not what's going to protect us against cancer, unfortunately. But what we do want to do is get this mucus up and out of there, especially if we've got lung cancer, because it can become very overwhelming. Plus, it just harbors more bacteria. Remember, if we don't get that mucus up, it sits there. There's so many other detoxes we can talk about, you guys, including like a parasite flush. We don't have that on sale this month. But in my opinion, everyone should be doing a parasite flush. We're all exposed to parasites. I don't care who you are. You know, we're all exposed to parasites. Parasites can create a plethora of havoc in our body. Everything from robbing us of nutrients to toxifying our blood. When they die, they put a die off into the body that makes us feel horrible, like crud. I mean, truly, there's so many different detoxes. We could talk about a kidney detox. We make something called kidney support extract. I actually only have one in stock right now, and I don't know when I'll have it back in stock, just an FYI. But we've got a lot of great things that do help to clean out the organs. It's not so much always about dealing with reactive medicine. I want you guys to start wrapping your head around proactive medicine. Proactive. You want to fight against something in advance. Build your army in advance. Don't go to war and then realize, oh, shoot, I should have been better prepared. Get your body in tune, in shape. And I don't, not necessarily just meaning exercise, but get herbs into your system and utilize them. And keep in mind, and again, I try to get this point across to most everybody each time we talk, but herbs don't always work within minutes or hours or even days sometimes. Some things do take some time to build up and accumulate in the body, like ashwagandha or astragalus root extract. They take a little bit longer to build up in the body. MSM powder, some people don't even notice results for 3 to 6 weeks. Others, literally within minutes, if we're talking about rhinitis or sinus allergies. So, you know, sinus inflammation. There are so many reasons to detoxify, but obviously the biggest one, you guys, is that we need to keep our system running clean and clear. If we have disease and infection, we need to give our body a break by removing the toxins. You have to understand, I wish I would have said this in the very beginning, because I want to touch on this. I know I've got about 6 minutes left, but here's something I want you to think about. If your body is dealing with cancer, if your body is dealing with diabetes, if your body is dealing with congestive heart failure, these are just some examples. If your body's dealing with COVID or any kind of flu bug, your body is in fight or flight mode already. It does not need the extra headache of toxins in your body. We need to get this stuff out of our system so our system can breathe, so that our immune system can take care of the damage and the disease rather than taking care of the toxins, okay? If you drink bleach, your body is going to go right to try to attack that bleach and get it out of your system because it doesn't want it there. And it leaves the it takes its precious resources away from fighting off disease or infection and now fights off a toxin you put into your body. We don't need to be doing that. I mean, obviously we do. That's why our body does it. But wouldn't you rather be fighting your disease? Wouldn't you rather be fighting your illness than having to worry about cleaning up your mess that you've created in your body or that society and the environment has created? So for me, detoxing is really big. And what I love about all of these detoxes also is they're pretty darn mild. So you're not going to have a massive reaction to this stuff. Even our parasite flush, a lot of people say, wow, it's so mild, but I definitely have seen things come out in excrement. I definitely know it's working, but I don't feel as sick as I usually do when I do a parasite flush or anything like that. So I want to encourage you, if you don't know anything about herbs or you don't really believe in it, that's fine. If you have a health concern like high blood pressure, for example, let's just start there. If you just want to detoxify your liver and keep your liver functioning, let's just start there. We can worry about the bigger issues that are going on with your body or your neighbor, or whoever else you want to help. We can kind of get to those. But sometimes it's all about starting with just something small, getting into the habit, seeing how you feel when you're taking it. See if you notice anything while you're taking it. You know, keep in mind, just because you aren't necessarily noticing something doesn't mean it's not working inside the body, okay? It's like our American Indian tea that kills cancer cells. Other than feeling better from cancer, you're not going to feel every cancer cell it attacks. You're just not. It doesn't work that way. So, and you're not going to feel your immune system being boosted, but you'll notice that you haven't gotten sick. You'll notice that, God forbid, if you do get sick, it's much more mild than it's ever been in your past. You'll notice that sicknesses are super far and few between, if at all. I was trying to think the other day, the last time I got sick, and I thought it was about 4 years ago, but it was actually when I got COVID, you know, 2.5 years ago, 3 years, I guess it was about 4 years ago. When I'm taking the Indian tea, I don't even get a sore throat. I work around kids. I've got children. I have animals. I mean, I'm out and about. Granted, it helps that we've got beautiful mountain fresh air and very few environmental toxins compared to most big cities or other areas. But it's still here. We're not exempt from environmental toxins. Even the mascara you put on or the Johnson & Johnson diaper powder you put, you know, in your drawers if you still do that, which by the way you shouldn't, talc powder and really toxic to the body. I'm kind of rambling a little bit here, but I think you get the idea. We're all about detoxifying.
You got
all
about 30 seconds. About 30 seconds.
You got it. Yeah, I appreciate everyone, and I want to give my phone number one last time for those of you who couldn't write it down: 406-274-7579. Take care, you guys. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.
God bless, Summer. Talk to you soon. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Do not miss tomorrow's program. Michael Letts, whatever you do. God bless. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.